Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're dropping back into the mid-20s overnight. We're live at the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-hour breaking news center with today's cold weather and maybe some snow later this week. A lot of people went out and about today to stock up.
You know, you get in your car and you've got your seat warmer on, maybe your steering wheel warmer, and then you get out and reality hits. And a lot of people are at the grocery store just stocking up, like Duane from Dallas.
I just stock up on the essentials that I need for at least for a week or two, and that's it. Make sure I have water, fruits, vegetables, meat.
Yeah, so she's shopping, and she is shopping for the next 2 weeks just in case.
Georgia Alfredis at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas and Fort Worth have extra shelter space to help homeless people escape the cold. We spoke to some people lining up for a cot at Grand Place at Fair Park.
You just don't have nobody. Like, you just out here by yourself.
Hold off, man. Yeah. It helped you out a lot. Just knowing you won't be out here freezing at night.
The city of Dallas says shelters are working together to pick people up. Once they get to Fair Park, police are providing security, and Dallas Fire Rescue and Parkland Hospitals are giving medical assistance. Fort Worth says shelters are bed space for both individuals and families. They're going to open an overflow shelter if necessary, also with police and outreach teams guiding people to their best option.
Now, because of this cold weather, ERCOT's already out with a weather watch this week.
This weather watch from ERCOT set to last at least through Friday, but we've already had our first morning of bitter cold. In a post on social media, ERCOT said that grid conditions are expected to be normal during this weather watch. But remember, back in 2023, ERCOT actually launched a system that includes two alerts. There's the weather watch, that's where we are right now, and there's a voluntary conservation notice. That's where Texans will be asked to voluntarily reduce usage during peak times if that is safe. Texans have kept a very close eye on the power grid these winter months ever since that winter storm of 2021 that saw millions of people lose power for an extended period of time. And of course, more than 200 people died. ERCOT says they've also added more energy sources to the grid and increased battery storage.
That's Larry Collins reporting from NBC5.
Let's just bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff, right now. He's with us today, and we just heard the abridged version of the forecast,
yeah.
Danny. But this is quite a turnaround. It just kept getting colder and colder and colder yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And you got all the snow to our north in Kansas, and all the way up into the Canadian provinces are snowpacks. So again, this air coming out of the North Pole, going straight down into Texas. Of course, it modifies significantly as it gets down here, but it should be at 56 during a normal day here on the 6th of January. So it's about 20 degrees colder than we should be, and temperatures have been dipping. We'll be dipping into the 20s like we did this morning, 19, 20, 21 earlier this morning. Mm. Wind chill about 4. So the wind's going to relax, okay, this evening, and it'll be light tomorrow and Wednesday. And we'll have some passing clouds, kind of winter clouds coming through from time to time. But we don't warm up much, mid to upper 30s until we get to Thursday morning.
Yeah, now Thursday is interesting.
Yeah, what happens there?
Well, I mean, Mike and I were kind of showing him some different computer model outputs that we get. And God, there's like 10 different scenarios of how much wet snow we'll get around here. So I'm not even going to touch accumulations yet. But what I will say is we will have measurable snow here in North Texas. And some of this may be reaching the ground before daybreak on Thursday. So when you go to bed Wednesday night, you got your pipes all fixed up. You got your pets nestled in bed with you. You're good. And you wake up and you're just like, you know, it's like what, look, Mary, it's snowing mm-hmm. outside from What's a Wonderful Life. So,
well,
yeah.
I perked up when you were sitting over there looking through all these models, and you kind of looked up at me and said, what's the heaviest snow we've ever had in Dallas-Fort Worth?
Uh-oh.
Yep. Yeah, we...
That's not a question you want to start asking.
Now, wait a minute. Come on.
In a 24-hour period.
And I don't want to start a panic or anything.
No.
Because, that was... And the answer, by the way, was... February 11th of 2010,
yep.
We had almost a foot of snow.
Uh-huh.
That's not going to happen here, is it?
Never say never, right?
Okay.
But again, yeah, we're going to get...
I'm scaring everybody here.
We're going to get some accumulating snow around here. Now, the things you have to factor in...
Some snow.
Yeah, you'll see different people. There's a lot of weather enthusiasts on social media now, and so they post the worst-case scenario, right? And that's what they do. But a lot of people, when they post this data showing 7, 8, 9 inches of snow, you have to factor in melting before,
right.
And you also have to factor in evaporation before it reaches the ground because the air is so dry right now. So you lose accumulations there, and with temperature near 30, it compresses the snow, and that like has the snow mounts going down on the ground. So yeah, it's going to be a mess on the roadways Thursday and into the middle parts of Friday, maybe some improvement by then, but then refreezing Saturday morning.
Where's Leon Lett when you need him?
Leon Lett.
Just shaking his head. Oh, no.
Goodness gracious.
Appreciate it. We will check back in with you a little bit. And obviously, as we move through the week and get closer to this, we'll obviously be hearing quite a bit from you. That's our chief meteorologist, Dan Brunoff. Rest of the country, meanwhile, dangerous conditions this morning as this we're just part of this winter storm. We're getting the cold right now, but the snow, as Danny said, has been falling across the country's midsection, and the mid-Atlantic states are in the bullseye this morning. But behind that, in Kansas, they had to shut down a 250-mile-long stretch of I-70 across Kansas. You got 30 million Americans now under a winter storm warning, and 8 states have now declared states of emergency. Hardest hit may be Washington, D.C. this morning. A lot of snow expected there, and that's where we find CBS correspondent Rob Marciano.
Overnight, a relentless snow already starting to bury streets in the east, like at our nation's capital, where the mayor declared a snow emergency. By Monday night, the D.C. area is expected to get the most snow it's had in 6 years, along with dropping temperatures.
Between the snow and the cold, these are life-threatening conditions.
The winter storm already pummeled much of the Midwest over the weekend, with heavy ice up to a half inch thick in Missouri, weighing down trees and power lines.
Watch my feet here. Ready for this? That's what we're dealing with out here.
Winds up to 45 miles per hour and heavy snow left a white landscape from Topeka to Louisville, causing a nightmare for Jerome Mikesell.
I had to move a little bit, and I just moved just too much over, and it went right off the road.
Neighbors helped dig Mikesell's car out of this embankment and towed it to safety. 11 inches of snow in Kansas City Sunday. That's the largest one-day amount in 63 years. But the mayor said the more than 300 plows were able to keep up.
We just ask folks to continue to have patience. We have hundreds of people out there doing outstanding work. That being said, we have snow still falling, we have incredibly cold and frigid temperatures, and we have real human beings that are driving our plows.
On the other side of Missouri, in St. Louis, are Ian Lee there as workers race to clear streets.
Crews like the ones behind me are working around the clock to keep the roads clear. They're using that salt that you can see that's being put in that snow plow. They're telling folks to stay off the roads until they're cleared, but officials are expecting chaos for that Monday morning commute.
As snow battered the Midwest, those on the East Coast headed to stores to stock up for what's to come today. with shovels and salt flying off the shelves.
I've heard that this is going to be a heavier snowstorm. We've been using our broom just to take snow off, but I knew that wasn't going to be hardy enough for the snow that's going to happen. I'm a little anxious and trying to stock up and be ready.
But we don't need some shovels and salt around here by the end of the week. 7-10 on the season after three straight wins, seasons that is, with 12 wins. They dropped to 7-10 this year. And our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt, his final visit of the year with us this morning, post-game visit anyway. We're doing okay. So after the game, Jerry, a little bit non-committal about Mike McCarthy's funeral. What do you
funeral.
Think?
Funeral.
Do you does he stay or does he go?
I think that's fitting. Non-committal about the Mike McCarthy funeral. I think that is a right now it's so unclear, and I think that's intentional. I think that's exactly what Jerry wants. I think he wants there to be some cloudiness and some uncertainty about what his future is. But I think a lot of this also just comes down to, I don't know that Jerry knows yet. I think he's gathered all the information and all the intel he needs, but I don't know if he's really settled on what it is that he wants to do yet. And so he'll spend the next week. He's supposed to meet with Mike McCarthy today. I don't know that we'll have any finality with that either. His contract technically doesn't expire till January 14th. So I mean, this could drag on for another week plus. And we could be sitting around waiting for some sort of an update. Right now, as we sit here, and I kind of feel like Jerry hasn't even totally made up his mind yet, so I'm basically guessing which way I think he's going to decide. I would lean slightly towards the idea that he is back, which will be a tough sell to this fan base.
Let's just say he's got to make a decision relatively quickly, right? Because other teams are looking. They've already fired head coaches. They're looking for new coaches themselves.
Yeah, and you would think they might need a little bit of urgency there, but Jerry told us last week he's in no rush, and it's all on his timeline. And I think that he believes that coaches will sit around and wait for the opportunity to potentially coach the Dallas Cowboys if it comes open. I do think that this is still, regardless of how bad things may get from time to time, I still think that this is a very coveted job, and one that most coaches in the NFL would die for and would just absolutely love the opportunity to get. So there's probably not a lot of bad thinking behind that. You know, does Mike Vrabel, who's considered the top head coaching candidate, I think by most people with previous experience anyway, the top head coaching candidate out there, does he wait around to see what they're going to do? I think there's a chance he could do that, that he would wait for some certainty of what was happening in Dallas before he decided to make any moves. But I think that this is – there are a lot of questions about who's going to be available, if you're going to be able to effectively sell this to the fan base, if McCarthy is back, is he calling plays? There's a number of questions that face the Cowboys here.
All right, McCarthy aside, what are the roster priorities this offseason?
I think that they could stand to use just about anything. They've got their quarterback situation locked up financially. I know a lot of people would say, well, Dak's not a settled issue at all. Well, it's like, okay, even if it's not, even if they don't believe in him any longer, let's operate under that assumption. They financially can't get out from under that right now. So that is your quarterback. But outside of that, I mean, they could really use just about any position, and they'll be picking number 12 now in the draft, and so there will be a good player there waiting for them, and so I think they'll probably just go best player available. So if that's a corner, if that's an offensive lineman, if it's a receiver, if it's a defensive end, whatever it is, I think they could go with. And then I think with their free agent approach, it's going to be the same one that they've had for a long time, which is basically look for bargain values and bargain buys. Use that to cover over as many holes as they can and then be able to draft exactly how they want, knowing that they have these fail-safes that they signed. But I think it's going to be another offseason of turnover. I would say that we've probably seen the end of DeMarcus Lawrence with the Cowboys. We've probably seen the end of Brandon Cooks. Likely seen the end of Oso Digizua. And these are guys who are just likely going to cost too much, or they're facing, you know, cap penalties, and so they've got to move on from a certain contract. But there will definitely be a lot of turnover.
Good enough. Bobby, listen, thanks so much. Thanks for all your help this season. Cowboys insider Bobby Belt with us here on KRLD. And again, 12th 12th pick in the draft. Cowboys.
You know who most draft prognosticators say will be available around the 12th?
Shadur.
Ashton Gentry.
Oh, I see. You think
from,
really
going to Boise State? They think he will drop.
He's going to drop.
You got to remember, yeah, running backs don't go as high as they once did. Zeke was the last guy that really, and Saquon. But Saquon's turned out okay. But Zeke, you know, after that contract that they gave him, his career was basically, it went down the drain. But point is that you don't see running backs go that high. So they have a shot at
Zeke
it.
Zeke wound up with 226 yards on the year.
And he's looking to get on a playoff team.
That's right.
Good luck with that.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.